And a good chilly Saturday morning to you on this opening day of duck season. You say, wait a minute, Don, you said that last week. Well, both statements are true. The east zone of Louisiana joins the west and coastal zones. The entire state is open for duck hunting today. And we will be talking to a lot of those duck hunters in their duck blinds. I hope you got a great trip planned this weekend as we head into a really busy Thanksgiving week. You know, this is the week where not only do families have a little bit more time off and get together, but they head for the woods and the waters as saltwater, freshwater fishing, good reports, deer hunting is in, duck and goose, and even the small game. So no shortage of things to do in the great outdoors. Some of the things we'll be talking about on the program this morning, I'm going to recap that trip that Martha Spence and I took to Venice, Louisiana. We went down there for some red fishing, a duck hunt, and also some new product testing. We'll tell you what we found out. Also, if you'd like to know what next year's duck stamp is going to look like, visit my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and look on the radio photo. Guy Crittenden, an artist who is no stranger to winning duck stamp competitions, he won the Louisiana duck stamp competition with a pair of spoonbills, and actually some more spoonbills in the background. It's a beautiful rendition. Take a look at it. It's the radio photo. Also have recipes there and a lot of other information you might be interested in seeing. Well, this morning we got some events coming up on our calendar. Tell you about some places to go, things to do. We'll add that into our fishing reports. We have our professional fishermen, marina owners, guides out there all across the Gulf Coast, and they'll tell you what they found out as far as the fishing this week. And we got a story to tell you. A couple of bad boys made a bad choice while they were duck hunting, and now they're going to have to pay the price. Got that feature coming up for you. Also, how much do you know about whooping cranes? Well, I'm going to tell you where you can find out a lot about these endangered but interesting big birds. And, of course, we have our coastal marine forecast from the National Weather Service. It kind of looks like this. Not bad at all, other than this chilly start this morning. But today, you know, offshore, you're looking at east winds 5 to 10, 1 to 2-foot seas. Inside the bigger lakes and bays, east to southeast wind 5 to 10. And smooth conditions. Now, tomorrow, the offshore wind will switch a little bit in direction northeast, but still remain at that 5 to 10 speed and only 1 to 2-foot seas. Inside tomorrow, northeasterly winds 5 to 10, smooth conditions again. Lots of sunshine out there, no rain in the forecast. Mississippi River stage, incredibly high river. When I went down to hunt in Plaquemines Parish this week, we had as much water in the boat launch as we did in the duck pond. 12.4 and continuing to rise. This is the highest river I can remember at the latest part of the year that I can ever remember. Tide range, not a big range, about a half a foot, but it's going to be enjoyable, particularly if you schedule your trip a little bit later out there. Checking your temperatures. Bundle up if you're going to be headed out early this morning. Here at St. Eubus Cathedral, we are at 38 degrees this morning. And in New Orleans, it's 45 degrees, and all of these reporting stations are clear. It's clear in 38 in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, mostly clear, 41 degrees. It's 45 in Lake Charles. Over in, well, Draper, South Dakota, where I'll be in a couple of weeks, it is a meager 16 degrees up there. Woo! Going to be chilly for us and the puppies hunting those pheasants. All right, Monroe, clear conditions, 41 degrees. Also 41 and clear in Shreveport. Alexandria is at 38 degrees, and the warm spot on our map, 54 degrees in Grand Isle, 37 in Slidell. Mobile along the coast is 45. Woodville, Mississippi, a little chilly, 38. And it's going to be climbing up highs today, somewhere in the low to the mid-60s. So, boy, what a beautiful day weather-wise it's going to be. But if you're headed out early, bring that jacket. Make sure you got a hood on and something that's definitely going to keep that moisture away from you, because the wind chill factors are going to be pretty high when you're going 30 miles an hour in a boat. Now, the wind speed's only going to be 5 to 10, so it's going to calm down a little bit. And, boy, great setting for the beginning of what's leading into a big Thanksgiving week. Hey, don't forget, did you get out there and fish and hunt during those two deep freeze days when it was really cold? I had some freezing temperatures north of Lake Pontchartrain. Tell me what you did or what you got planned this weekend. 870-870 is our contact number right here to the Great Outdoor Show. Just text us your little message. I got some coming in. A nice message from our buddy Uncle Don Don. No, it's actually from Bubba Chuck sending it to Uncle Don Don. We don't know what Rabbit's doing this morning. Maybe we'll find that out. If you want to get in on it, text us. It comes right here to the studio, 870-870. Love to hear from you, who you are, what you got going on. Later on in the program, Hunt Fish Talk segment, the Bayou Woman went. All right, glad to get this text in. We can alert you if you're going to be crossing the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway headed to the South Shore. There's construction going on at the toll booths. Two lanes of the five will remain open. Just be aware that three lanes are closed there. We also have this text coming in from Todd, listening to us in Franklinton. He's headed to Hopedale. He's going to the duck blind. He said the season started off great, but really dropped off last few days. We shall see. Would like to get some tips. Well, we got the tip man from Hopedale himself, Glenn Sanchez, filling in for Robbie Campbell, who's out there chasing those souped-up billy goats. Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, John. How you doing? I'm doing great, man.
Man, good to hear your voice. You sound as young as ever, man. How you enjoying retirement? Still going good?
Man, it's the best thing ever. You know, I get to see my grandkids all the time. I get to fish whenever I want. It's just great. I get to sleep whenever I want.
Well, let me just tell you, unemployment is really down. So if you're looking for a job, they got plenty of them out there.
No, I'm not looking.
I know. Well, listen, we got Todd headed to Franklinton. He's going duck hunting, and he said the season started off really good, and it's kind of dropped off the last few days. And I've been getting mixed reports from all over the coast. Some people are having feast or famine on the ducks. Let's start off with the duck hunting down there in Biloxi Marsh. What are you hearing? What's been going on?
They're killing a few ducks. It's just so much water out there, and there's so many places for them to land, you know? I mean, what's going to help them this weekend? I mean, the weekend's it's a big help because you got more people running around, you know, you have more fishermen out there running around spooking them up. I mean, they've been doing decent with the grays, but like that guy said, it's feast or famine, you know, they either come in or they don't. It's not like it was years ago when I used to hunt.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, what's the water conditions down in that area right now anyway?
Right,
you know,
now it's about a foot low, maybe 16 inches lower than normal, and the clarity is really not there right now because, I mean, it blew so hard for as long as it did. It really disturbed the marsh a lot.
Yeah, it's got to settle down and get right. But now we got the light east winds that's going to be pushing, you know, a little bit of salt water in, so hopefully it'll slow down that fall and, you know, get some fishing going back in there again. What are some of the spots you're hearing about? Last week, Robbie told me some of the old favorite winter haunts were starting to produce, you know, back up in the Biloxi Marsh, Pete's Lagoon, Stump Lagoon, those areas.
The Biloxi Marsh has been hot because I've been up there all last week and, you know, before this blow came, and we were catching plenty of beautiful fish. And there's redfish, I think, on every point. And the trout, you know, you just need to find some moving water. Once you find them, just work them. And, matter of fact, Monday morning, we had tornado watch Monday morning. I got a Monday morning, 9 o'clock, I left my house. I was back for 11. I had 22 Monday, you know, before the weather got bad. So
right.
Fishing is just great right now. It always is in November.
Yeah, it is. It's a good month to get out there and fish. But, boy, it's chilly. People got to remember, you know, dress up for that boat ride. You know, it may warm up into the high 60s later today, but, boy, that early morning run is going to chill you down a little bit.
And really, you don't really need to make that early morning run. You know it, and I know it. You need to let that water warm up a little bit for those fish to get active. You know, when it's freezing cold or the water's cold, they're just going to lay there and watch your boat float on top of them, you know.
So, as far as the live bait, how's it holding up down there?
They got 20 live bait, and they waiting for people to show up, and they're on their way down now because people start to come down the road now. So they early.
Good deal. Well, you going fishing later today?
Actually, I'm taking grandkids and my son-in-law for the next 2 days, and then I'm going to have some other ones come in during the week. You know, it's a great time. You know, there's nothing better than watching a kid or having a kid catch a fish or somebody who's never caught a fish because the excitement level is just, it's great.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, Glenn, thank you for filling in. Always good to hear your voice. Have a happy Thanksgiving. You're going to have a crowd over there? You doing a turkey on the pit?
I'm thinking about it. I got a turkey yesterday from Sam's, and I'm thinking about doing it on the pit and smoking it because it tastes so much better. You know? I had a guy yesterday drop me off some wild turkey breast yesterday.
Well,
he dropped me off that and quail and venison backstrap.
Boy, you got a regular care package there. That's some good
stuff.
I'm telling
you, man, it was nice.
Well, look, wild turkey is not the stuff you drink. I'm talking about the stuff you eat. It's rare to get it. You know, it's a treasure when you do get it. It's got so much flavor. I really love it.
Well, I've had people tell me that this is the first time I've got to experience wild turkey. So I'll do a little reading, find me a little recipe, and make something that's going to be worthwhile, I'm sure.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I got one that is going to be on Bayou Wild TV. It's called Tony. I don't know who Tony Z is, but he had a recipe, and I did it on the show, and it's not real difficult to do, and it calls for wild turkey breast. So if you check out this coming edition of Bayou Wild, it'll be on the first time it'll be on is going to be Thursday. Well, maybe that might be too late, huh? It's on our website.
Well, I'm not going to cook it for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
No, well, I'm going to do regular turkey because it's a small breast, and I don't know how far it's going to go or whatever. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, check it out. It's called Tony Z's Wild Turkey. It's on my website, and then we also have the cooking demonstration on the Bayou Wild TV website where I actually cook it and show how it's cooked. But it's really good stuff. It comes out great. I think you'd enjoy it because I kind of know your taste. You and I have similar tastes.
Well, I'll have to check it out, and I'll let you know how it turned out next time I talk to you. Hey, we're supposed to be fishing together in a couple of weeks, huh?
That's right. We will be. Looking forward to it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Me too. See you then.
All right, Don. Great talking to you.
Okay, Glenn Sanchez. Familiar voice. Glenn updated us on fishing in the St. Bernard area for many, many years. All right, I got a lot of texts coming in. Justin's texting us. The Irish Coonass is texting us. Kevin in Florida. We'll get to those in a second, but when we come back after this, we got Captain Tofield Bourgeois down at the Cajun Vista checking in to update us on the fishing in Lafitte and surrounding areas. And also, he runs out to the Breton Island. He flies out there in a plane. And if you ever get a chance, that's one of those bucket list trips. You need to get that done. But right now, this time of year, water's a little chilly to get in it. But if you got some good waders, you can catch some big bull reds. We'll find out when he comes on if the trout is still hanging around there, too. We're back with a lot of information you and I love to talk about. Fishing and hunting is what we do on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here's the star of this week's Bayou Wild TV show, cooking some redfish Cajun Vista style, Captain Tofield Bourgeois. Captain To, what's going on down in Lafitte this morning?
Oh, it's happening, man. It's happening. We got a good redfish report for you, Don, but not much on the trout to talk about. So they're around. They just kind of packed their bags and moved on to deeper water, just moved off a little bit. But it's, just say, dropping temperature, dropping tides, where you go, speckled trout. So we got a good fishing report for the whole week. We have people here all week long, so we've been doing good. Maybe some people, instead of having that Thanksgiving turkey, going to have a little redfish coupillon. You know, it's just a lot of that going on, man. So I heard you talking about the islands a little bit. So since me and you talk, I canceled 3 flights because all that crazy weather come through, the wind, the cold temperatures. So I had people sitting ready to go, man, but I gave him the option, like, okay, what you want to do here? It's going to be 40 degrees, 15 miles an hour wind, standing in water. We will catch some fish, but how bad you really want to do it? So, actually, my people chose boat. I said, you know what? We're done. So, we normally on the 15th, we kind of shut it down to come out here to the red dirt area and kind of do our thing. So, I was trying to text you a picture. We do have one that Ginger is pursuing right now. Actually, he's a night stalker. You know, that goes. You got you.
I'm a vampire deer. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm counting 16 points on him because he got a couple double tongs. You know, he has good deer. But for some reason, he likes that 1 a.m. to 2 40. You know, that's kind of his thing already, man. So, and we loaded with those. So we'll see.
Are you seeing any signs of any rut action, any deer chasing does? Are your cameras showing any funny activities going on when the does and the bucks miss? Not yet, huh?
Not yet, Don. I'm actually showing bucks together, you know, still showing some bucks together, not really seeing much, you know, seeing some frisky does standing up on their hind legs fighting, seeing a little bit of that stuff. But cameras are working, man. We got turkeys because they ain't turkey season full of turkeys, you know, 20 turkeys in a shot, you know, meaning it's just loaded with them. But it's just that's how it goes. When it's turkey season, you see deer. When it's deer season, you see turkey. So, I mean,
I hope the turkeys never get nocturnal like the deer. You'd never kill them.
Yeah, they're so slick already. You know, no doubt. Right. I got a lot of cameras where it's just a turkey eyeball looking at the camera. Like, you know, he knows. He knows someone's watching. And talking about turkey, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming. So I figured, I heard y'all talk about what y'all cooking. So I'm thinking I better share this nice little, experience I had. So as always, my mom likes to cook a thousand different things besides the turkey, the ham, the baked cauliflower and the broccoli. And also baked cauliflower is actually one of my favorite things because she bakes it with the cheese, gets all brown, it's dripping all down the pot, and also that nice crispy cheese on top, man. It's, I always put an extra scoop of that on this big Megatron mound of food that we have for Thanksgiving. And this happened about probably 20 years ago, and I never let it down. So I always share it for Thanksgiving. Hey, Mom, you remember when? So the remember when story is taking a big scoop of that cauliflower, man, eating it. Oh, this is so delicious. And go to get my second bite, like, what is this right here? I'm looking at it and poke with the fork. A half a worm. So clean your cauliflower good.
Oh, man, you just ruined a great appetizing story there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
well, so you can take it fishing. Save that worm and go bass fishing.
Yeah. So, you,
you know another good Thanksgiving dish? Melitons. Stuff melitons, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do all that, man. We got meliton, eggplant. We got the shrimp. I mean, it's just everything you can imagine. She starts cooking, like, weeks out and puts everything in the freezer and brings it all out and makes this big old table of, just one of Genghis Khan feasts. You know, just food piled up everywhere, man. But she said, no matter what I do, I guess I'm never going to live that worm in the cauliflower stuff. I said, so, and when you got something good like that, you got to go with it. You know, so
yes,
next time you see it, you can ask about that cauliflower dish. But, yeah.
Well, you had to put some protein in it, you know.
Well, I tell you what, when a worm eats cauliflower all day long, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like cauliflower.
Probably, you know?
So. Just like worm. Worm in the
stomach. We've probably eaten a lot of stuff we don't even know about. And better
off
not knowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But, yeah, we'll be shooting some pictures, y'all, so check it out. So, like, we got a lot of fish pictures been taken all week long. So that's on the website. You can check that out. We're going to have some Pocahontas pictures coming down the pike here. So she's getting mad, man. I see her stomping her feet and making a white knuckle on the fist, you know, looking at these cameras. All these deers come at nighttime. So, you know, it's going to happen. We're going to stay in the woods all the way to between Christmas and New Year's, and then you'll start talking about what's really going on when these boys get stupid. But right now they're not stupid, and they're wearing a night vision to go out eating because they're not walking during the day for us, you know. But we'll see, Don. You know, check it out, see what's going on. I'm sure maybe by next week, like tonight. Today is supposed to get warm up to 70, so I mean fishing's going to get good, y'all. So you heading down a bayou, wherever you go, just remember low tides, man. You can get in trouble. You know, just be careful. Just because you see water don't mean it's not a little snipe just walked across it 10 minutes earlier. Yeah, so it is special to feed. There's a lot of shallow areas right now, so just got to take your time, be careful. You know, so the winds are calming down. So maybe today's the day. Maybe we can come in a bunch of trout today, Don, and we're going to talk about it next week. You know, see.
Tell me about a quick duck report from the Lafitte, General Lafitte area, Salvador, Desalines area. What do you
mean? Yeah, duck report. I'm hearing just, you know, we killed a few birds, but it's mostly teal. You know, I mean, with this the last few fronts, a lot of birds have came down, a few grays. Actually seen some canvasbacks. I mean, it's just, they're coming in. The first ones always say primarily mostly teals for us and a lot of grays. So the second split, you start getting pintails and you kind of start being selective. So hopefully in the second split, we'll make a little run down to Venice and, we have a few just species that me and her are trying to like just shoot the males if possible. So you get a nice full plumage pintail or maybe a redhead or like I said, canvasback. These are just hopefully this year we have the opportunity of actually hand picking that male, you know, just not shooting the first little bunch of teals that come through. Although teal's my favorite eating, you know, he's my favorite. So right now, duck report's been fairly good, you know, so it's happening. And you know, these ducks, man, one day you load up with them next day, they wouldn't have wings just to fly away. You just, they just stay down the pond and swim around the decoys, it'd be all right. But they're a migratory bird, man, and as things change from a windy night to a clear night, a lot of changes. So definitely doing like a little cast and blast this week, got things happening. So we'll kind of give you a little better report next week of what overall is happening. But like I said, it's just Southeast Louisiana, man. it's the place to try to grow up, you know, because there's so many fun things to do.
And we ought to start calling it Peter Pan Land. We never grow up.
That's right, man.
Forever.
That's right.
Well, tell us how to get a hold of that Josie hotline if somebody wants to call.
Oh,
her.
Yeah.
What is she doing on this chilly morning? Is she up and waiting by the phone there?
I doubt it very seriously. She's up, man. She's around. She's not camping this week. I know she's not camping. I mean, Mama probably got all the grandkids, so she'll be up probably cooking pancakes for her little grandson or whatnot. But y'all could definitely give her a shout, man. Check out the website, NewOrleansFishing.com. You can see about different reports on the website or Facebook, Bourgeois Fishing Charters. And remember, on Tuesday, it's 6:30, no matter where we're at. It's going to be Topheel Tuesday, and we talk about could be even cooking cauliflower, worms and cauliflower. You never know what we'll be talking about, man. But check it out in the old-fashioned way, the 504-341-5614. And it's not too early to be thinking about getting Christmas gift cards. So something to think about, y'all. So, you know, thank you. But we'll have a little something, hoping on some trout next week, Don, and y'all take it easy. And I doubt I'll be sending pictures of ginger with a deer, but we'll try.
Well, you know? I got a tip for her. You know, tell her to chill out a little bit, drink some wine in the evening when she gets off the stand. It'll be easier to take when she looks at those pictures. She'll get one.
You're right.
Her day is coming. I got a feeling.
Oh,
all right, buddy.
It's coming.
We'll see you next week.
All right, cuz. Yeah, take it easy. All right, Don. See ya.
There he goes. Captain Topheel Bourgeois. Coming back, going to give you the waterfowl harvest summary from opening day and tell you about a situation here where we got to go catch some snapper. We didn't get enough of them. We're back with that on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I'm looking at the opening day numbers. Actual hunters surveyed were 675. The birds per hunter, 1.8, which is the lowest figure for opening weekend in 8 years. And we know that the southeast area was kind of hard hit, but I think what's attributed to this is several things. There are birds. The fall flight is not that bleak. One of the problems is there's so much water. River's high. We had high tides from some northeast wind, and it's just got the birds scattered. Then we had these brutal winds. I was hunting in Plaquemines Parish, and those ducks did not want to get up in that wind. It was obvious. When a boat would run by and there weren't many boats out there, maybe hundreds would get up and fly around and go right back down again. And those conditions, I think, contribute to that, but I think it's going to improve. And that's not to say some folks didn't do really well. So we'll keep tabs on that for you. All right, we come back after this quick station identification pause. Going to catch you up on some of the text messages your fellow listeners are sending in. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we heard early this morning from Bubba Chuck. Okay, we got Bubba Chuck and Uncle Don Don. They buddies, and Rabbit goes with them once in a while. Well, Uncle Don Don heard too many good fishing reports, so he decided to go opening day of duck season in Shell Beach. They say Uncle Don Don's crazy. Anyway, they got a crew going out to get some ducks and speckle-belly geese. He said the birds are thick in Gaydon right now. Specks, snows, and ducks even have some greenheads down. Wish us luck, and hopefully Uncle Don Don does well, because he's otherwise going to be upset when they send him the pictures. I know all about that stuff, Bubba Chuck. Thanks for the info. Here's one that says, I'm headed to the duck blind. Oh, that was Todd. We covered him. All right, we also want to know about, we got Shane heading from Husser. He's heading with the smoke pole. I guess that's his muzzle loader to the deer stand. That's, you know, gun seasons are open, but some people like to hunt with the primitive weapons the whole season. So good for you. Hope you get one, Shane. We got some problems picking up the show streaming on an Android in Florida. Kevin, I don't know enough about Androids, but I can tell you there are several ways to download the show to get the live streaming. And perhaps there's one better for an Android than what you're trying. That's all I can tell you at this point. Maybe some of our listeners can text me in some help to send to you. And then we have the Irish coon ass. He says, Cajun coffee and Irish whiskey, best way to keep warm. He's going to target flounders and reds on the flats. And I hope you find them under this great sunshiny day. And then we have Justin from the Gentilly Wildlife Community. He's enjoying the show. He said, this time of year can be dangerous on the water. Years ago, he lost 3 friends who froze to death because they were unprepared for the weather and they had been drinking. Everybody boat smart. And, you know, that brings to memory last week we reported to you that there was a boat overturned down in the Mississippi River. 3 out-of-state hunters, duck hunters that were unfamiliar with the river under the conditions that were there went out. The boat sunk. 2 of them managed to get to shore. And when I was down there earlier this week, they were still looking for the one missing angler. No life jackets, wearing waders, and a very strong Mississippi River current. All right, we'll get to some more of these texts, and we'll come back a little bit later on. But before that, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Captain Kirk. Hey, we're going out there next weekend. We're going to be doing some casting and blasting with the Stancil boys down at Hackberry Rod and Gun. They're down there by the Big Lake area. We'll get the fishing report and the hunting report up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And now we take you where only the brave and bold men go, places where Kirk Stancil has left his footprints, or at least his boat ripples. Let's talk to him down at the Hackberry Rod and Gun. And, Kirk, let's start off with duck hunting. How was the opening week? We got a week under the belt now. What happened down in your area?
We got a week under the belt. It started off on fire. And yesterday and the day before, real tough with a lack of wind. So the ducks are here. It just they just didn't move or didn't decoy.
We had so much wind when I hunted that the ducks didn't want to get up in it. They were just hunkered down,
right?
You know. Yeah. And, you know, you want some wind, but, I mean, we had some real brutal winds down there. I don't know what we had probably
wind.
25 knots steady.
Yeah, we had plenty of ducks. It just, you had that one shot, you know, that the first shot, and after that, it was it. It was over
they
with.
Turn the wings up in the wind, and they go out. It does make
shooting
more difficult. You know, I was watching one of our hunters was shooting at a cripple bird that was a good ways out, and that wind was actually pushing the shot. You know,
oh yeah,
you have to allow for that wind when you pull the trigger.
Yeah, we had a nice pintail drake down, and he was out at about 60, 70 yards, and one of my guys shot at it, and he was shooting 2-3 feet to the left of it. You know, it blew the shot string off that far.
Yeah. Duck's got enough advantage on us. We don't need that. Are you in the blind right now? Sounds like you're on the water.
I am. I'm walking in the pond right now, getting the spinners going, and getting ready for.
Uh-oh. Oh, there he is. Okay. Thought we lost you there for a second.
No, I'm here.
Good. Boy, you're going to have a beautiful morning. It's going to be kind of bluebird. It's going to be sunshine and blue sky. But if the birds are there, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, we got a little wind this morning. You know, yesterday and the day before, just flat calm. I mean, not a breath of wind. And I'm the bird sky. I like clear skies to hunt.
I think
the birds work better than and so with a little bit of wind this morning, I expect a better hunt.
I like to watch that sun glisten off their colors, too. You can see those orange
beaks
and all that.
Yeah, you get some pintails or widgeon that bank out there, you know, when they've got that sun behind you. That's really pretty to watch them.
All right, now fishing-wise, we're going to call you back a little bit later on, probably in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour to find out how you're doing once the sun gets up and the shooting starts. But on the fishing, I got one report on trout from your area. So I think it was in the LNG canal. I said it was a few trout there, but otherwise it was redfish country.
Yeah, that's all it's been this year.
You broke up a little bit. Say that again.
Okay, I said the flounder run hasn't happened at all year. This fall. The fall run is not happening at all, Don. And, we'll find out today if we're going to have any because we're getting some tides back. There should be some clean water. And, you know, today or tomorrow's going to tell.
I got to tell you, this has been the most unusual year, huh? You know, with the flounders and the trout timing and the high waters and the winds and just crazy
Yeah, it
stuff.
Has been
crazy
a
stuff.
Lot of wind. You know, October's normally one of the nicest months to fish, and we had wind almost the entire month. I bet we had maybe 3 or 4 days it was calm and a lot of rain.
And a lot of rain for October, yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't become the new normal and we get back to what we've enjoyed for so many years during the fall season. Well, Kirk, I'm going to let you get back. You got to get back into the blind and take care of your customers. We'll be checking with you a little bit later on. We're looking forward to our trip down there. It'll be
next
weekend.
Week.
We'll be down. Yeah, yes, we'll be down there next weekend. It'll be fun.
All right. We'll look forward to it.
Save some ducks.
We'll
don't kill them
later.
All.
Okay, we'll
thanks.
Save you a couple.
Good deal. Appreciate it. Kirk Stancil down there at the Hackberry Rod and Gun getting ready to pop some ducks. He's gotten out there putting the decoys up. Boy, it must be nice to be able to walk into your pond and put decoys. That does not happen in many areas of southeast Louisiana. You step out of that kayak or that pirogue or that mud boat and you're neck deep in gumbo. All right, coming back after this, Grand Isle, warm spot on the map at 55 degrees. Darrell Carpenter's sunshining and probably laying on the beach. We'll check out what he's got going on right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's see what's going on in Grand Isle, Louisiana this morning. We do that every week with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And, Captain Darrell, how's Grand Isle this morning? A lot less wind, I would think, than last week, huh?
Yeah, we are the Bahamas of the state today. I mean, it's warmed up nice. The wind laid down. It's going to be a pretty day today. Just make sure you bring some bug spray. Because I can tell you those last two cold fronts delivered the gnats. They're here.
Time to break out the Amber Romance. Got to make a trip to Victoria's Secret and get that stuff. Of course, there's other stuff, too. It's everybody's got their favorite, but that's the one I like.
Yeah, the Amber Romance works really well. Basically, it's either that or cooking oil, and you just put it on so thick they drown when they hit you.
I'm not a big fan of wearing cooking oil, I can tell you that. Darrell, as far as the highway going down there, I would imagine this week with the people off from Thanksgiving and all, in the conditions we got, we're probably going to see a lot of people pulling off the side of Highway 1 and fishing in those borrow pits and trying to catch a few specks and reds in there, which it's possible it can be some good fishing, but, boy, it's just so dangerous, you know. And I like to remind people, be careful, because you got 18-wheelers flying by you at 60-plus miles an hour just a few feet away from you, and bad stuff can happen on that.
And, Don, you know, this past week, there wasn't a whole lot of fishing that went on this past week with all this bad weather, but the fishing that did go on was on the side of the road, and those fish are starting to show up. There was good catches coming off the side of the road. And, you know, they're not feeling nice, just full just yet, but all the fish are nice size. All the trout are nice size. But you do have to be careful. I mean, don't pick what we would call the skinny spots to pull over. There are spots with a whole lot of shoulder that you can pull over on. All of the bridges are still under construction, so you're not fishing the bridges. You got too much construction work going on, and they're driving pylons and everything else. So that's out. But you've also got the old Highway 1 down between Leeville and Grand Fouchon. You've got the old Highway 1 that's got very little traffic on it. But like I said, it was really good fishing there this week. A lot of specks caught off the side of that road. So twitch baits, like we talked about last week, that, or either you can go with the live bait with the minnows and so forth. But the fish are starting to show up, and they'll continue to be there all winter long, and going to get better as the weather gets nastier.
And as far as up the road a little bit, what are you hearing around Leeville up in that area?
Oh, well, I mean, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of people fished with all this weather, and it got really nasty up there. I mean, there was some tornadoes and stuff that rolled through that marsh, but the redfish are still, I mean, the redfish are here. Our water's down. We finally got rid of all that flood stuff that we've had hanging around since Michael. So you got to change your pattern a little bit. The fish aren't hanging as tight to the grass. The fish are either up on the flats chasing stuff, and this is the good time of the year to go chase a redfish once it gets a little warmer, because they get up on those flats and you can see them. Their backs are out of the water, they're tailing everywhere, but it's either that or they're hanging off of the points. So you've got to go from one extreme to the other. Either you're in real skinny water trying not to get stuck to find them, or you got to move a little deeper off of the points and just take your time and look for them and bounce around. And once you find them, usually you find more than one.
Darrell, they're forecasting 1 to 2 foot seas offshore. Amberjack's closed. Snapper, for all intents and purposes, is closed. Tuna's out there. Is it worth going for a trip? And what else could be legally caught out there this time of year?
It's a tough time of the year to sell an offshore trip. But right now, and we saw that almost a month ago, the Wahoo had started to show up already. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got – if you're ready to put some baits out and, you know, something that may be a little bit slower than what we're used to for summertime, you know, you're not going to worry about the mangroves. You're not going to have snapper or amberjack mixed in with it. So it'll be a slower day, but the prize is worth it. You can go out there, you know, this time of the year, it's mainly either your wahoo or your grouper fishing. And that's the position the government's got us in, because there's not a whole lot else to catch unless you're going to go really deep for the tuna, because shrimp boat season's over. I mean, let's face it, you're not going to find them behind any trawl boats. The majority of the deep water trawl boats are done with their stuff, and the ones that are out there, it's rare that you find fish behind them this late in the season.
Right on. Darrell, thanks for the great information. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, and I know you do Christmas gift certificates too, if somebody would like to give someone the wonderful gift of a fishing trip, tell them how to do that.
We do, Don, and they can find us on your site at dontheoutdoorsguy.com, all the social media, you know, the Facebook and stuff, or
they can call us at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, get the sunglasses, take the shirt off, and go lay on the beach down there in the hot spot in Louisiana this morning.
We got to go run around in a boat for a couple hours. We got to go break the new one, the new engine in. So we got to go just do nine in the circles.
Well, have fun.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, Dow. Take care, buddy. Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, we got some more captains coming up next hour. Mike Gallo's going to update us. He's been fishing the wall. Get the report there. Ryan Lambert, he's been spending time duck hunting and fishing, so we'll get both of those from him. Brendan Bayard, our paddling field reporter in the kayak, he's got that report coming up. And we had a couple of bad boys made a real bad choice. We'll tell you the price they'll have to pay for their crime. And also, Whooping Cranes, coming up on Bayou Wild TV, going to tell you what's on the TV show this week. All that's coming up in the next hour on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.